Jeremy Kittle is a seriously well-rounded violinist and musician. He's a master of classical, jazz, Scottish and Irish fiddle, bluegrass, you name it, he does it. And he is in town with his trio, including Quinn Bichand on guitar. Hello, Quinn.
Hello.
And Joshua Pinkham on mandolin. Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
And they're going to be performing in Sutton's Bay on Saturday. Gentlemen, welcome to Studio A.
Thank you so much, Kate.
So glad you're here. Yes, I'm Kate Botello, if you're just tuning in. Jeremy, let's start with you. Now, you play so many genres, like so many. So tell me, when you are approaching, like you're going from bluegrass to Paganini, you know, how do you put that hat on? Do you put on a different hat? Do you feel like a different person when you're playing classical repertoire versus bluegrass versus Celtic?
Well, you know, playing different styles was kind of a dream of mine. I realized early on I was playing classical music in schools and with lessons, and then I started playing Irish music, Scottish music, got into it, went to school for jazz, and realized that I didn't really have to give the other one up, and that maybe these different styles could inform each other. So I had this dream of being multilingual with music. And I've spent a lot of time. I don't really take it lightly, and I don't necessarily go from, you know, the same day playing a Scottish tune to playing, you know, all 24 Paganini caprices in the next breath. But I do love drawing from different genres, and I do love really swimming in different genres and playing with different styles of music and different musicians. And I think, you know, it's not such an uncommon thing, but I love it. I think of music as more universal than it is different. And comprised of languages.
Now, did you run into any resistance with your teachers? Because many teachers are very, very distinct in their own language.
I never had anybody who just told me to turn it off, just stop what you're doing. You know, I had people who saw and were supportive of the variety that I was doing and the fact that I would work at it. And I wasn't just like, yeah, I'm a master hip-hop violinist now. You know, I wasn't... So I was always really into doing the work and staying up and figuring out what's going on in this music, and still do.
Now, you were in a contest in college.
Uh-huh.
I think this is just kind of an interesting story about you, because you won this playing fiddle, right? But everyone
and
else around
violin.
You, and jazz, mm-hmm. but everyone else around you played classical.
Well, in a way, that's true. I was at the School of Music in Michigan, and I was a graduating senior, and I was in the jazz department. So actually, in a way, I was around jazz players, and I played a little classical music. I had the whole classical lessons thing going on, and I loved it. You know, I was way into it, but I was really around bass players, piano players, drummers who were playing jazz, and I suppose I was the first alternative strings, you know, string player, so to speak, improvising, composing string player to win that award. Yeah.
Did you run into any raised eyebrows from the classical violinists? Like, where's your Bach, man?
No, they're my buds. And I love Bach. I love Bach so much. So, yeah, I remember I played Spain, Chicoria, Spain, at the graduation ceremony.
Nice.
It was a blast.
And what is the fundamental difference between violin and fiddle? Is it just the music? Is there a difference in the instrument itself?
You know, I get these questions a lot. And it's funny, because if I tell people, you know, what do you play? I play violin. Oh, cool. And then, what do you play? Sometimes I'll choose to say, oh, I play fiddle. Oh, fun.
So like the reaction fiddle, the difference between violin.
Fiddle is fun, apparently, in people's minds, and less formal. And violin is, you know, like this lofty thing. And, you know, it's those words are representative of so much. And classical players will use the word fiddle sometimes, you know, affectionately a lot of the time. And here's a bunch of fiddles. And jazz players from more of the gypsy jazz thing or folky jazz, you know, might call it a fiddle. When you get into more modern jazz, might be a violin, you know, it's more formal. But, you know, really the instrument is ubiquitous. It's in almost every single culture of music around the world. And it's an amazing, strange instrument that just makes incredible sounds. And so you find music of all kinds made with this instrument. And sometimes it's called a fiddle and a violin in English. It's got all sorts of names. But what I love is drawing from certainly the, you know, bringing the violin thing into the fiddling that I do and the jazz playing, improvising, composing that I do.
Right. So working all of these different flavors together.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is cool. Yeah. Now, speaking of that and about music, we are actually going to hear some music today.
We're not just going to listen to us talk?
We could. We can
I'm
hang
sure
out.
Your listeners are just on the edge of their seats.
All afternoon, but I bet they want to hear the Kittle Band perform as well.
Okay.
What are you going to do for us?
We are going to play a composition featuring the violin and the guitar and the mandolin. This is called The Flight of the Mastodon.
Thank you.
fantastic. I love that. All right. That's like, it turns bluegrass and Philip Glass.
Very cool.
So there's right there a great example of your music salad.
Well, you write what you love, you know, and, you know, I love, you know, as do so many of us, listening to so many types of music. And I just try to follow intuition as much as possible and, you know, use a little brain here and there when I'm writing. And it helps to have some of the sickest musicians that you can possibly find on this planet on mandolin and guitar when you're working on this stuff.
Indeed. Wow. Now tell me, Mastodon, okay, did that come after or before? Did you decide, I'm going to write a piece about this? Or did you say this has an ancient feel?
I wrote that many years ago, and then somebody came along and wrote a piece called Flight of the Bumblebee after you may have heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Flight of the Mastodon. There you go.
Exactly.
When mastodons fly.
Yeah. Somber Mastodon. Actually, that was an audience-submitted name. We ask sometimes for a little help from our friends, and that came in.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. People are so creative.
This is one of the upsides to coming out and seeing us perform is you actually get the opportunity to help name some instrumentals.
Oh, yes. That's good. I don't know if you caught that, but one of the upsides of seeing them perform, says Joshua, is that you can help name some instrumentals, so you can be creative on your evening out.
Be a partner. Be a creative partner with us.
That's pretty neat. Usually you're just going to sit there and clap on the one and three and enjoy the band.
Stroll.
I love this. Now, one thing I enjoyed about watching the three of you work together, and you each do this kind of on your own, and it's fun to see you do it together. You are rarely looking at your instruments. Most of the time, you're looking at each other, or if you're at your instrument, it's like in the direction of your instrument, but really there's a whole la-la land there between you. Do you all kind of experience, where are you going when you're doing that? Where are you staring? Where are you?
You know, I was just thinking that it's a little bit like sports or something. We're trying to hand it off to each other at the right times and help each other out. You know, Josh is taking a solo, and I'm trying to play really pocketed, we say, in the pocket so that he can feel comfortable and really soar. And what are you guys thinking? You can get on the mic here if you want. Come on up.
Come up. I'll tell you what. Josh, I'm going to ask you a question specifically. Okay. Step up to the mic here. Because before we started this interview, you mentioned that you've worked in quartets, of course, with Jeremy. You've done a lot of quartet work, but that trio work is its own very unique beast.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny. If you look at the shape, in a square or, you know, 4 points quartet, you're always kind of hiding behind two people, you know? I mean, you know, that's one way to put it. You can hide. With a triangle, with a trio, 3 points.
You can't hide.
There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, you're constantly exposed. So it just creates an entirely new dynamic for us to, we all have bigger roles and more important points, and we all have to really focus on the music in a different way, which is really interesting. And fun to be a part of.
Right, and it just changes the focus so dramatically when there's one less of you. Suddenly, you're all out.
Absolutely. But right? It's great. It's so much fun, and these guys are amazing to play with. So, yeah, it's a blast.
Oh, that's great. You all seem to enjoy it. Quinn, where is your land? You're a big guitarist. Yeah, where is your land?
I enter the fourth dimension when I look this way, and I enter the fourth dimension. Like I like to call it.
All right, and it's a place only a guitarist can describe,
only
but if you are...
guitarist.
There you go. And you have to be a guitarist to grasp it. What are some of the things that we're going to hear on Saturday if we come see your concert in Sutton's Bay?
Flight of the Mastodon, Flight of the Duck, Flight of the Bumblebee, the Bug. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to play really a wide gamut. Actually, these guys, you might not know it from just hearing that last one, but these guys are some of the most incredible jazz string players. And we had a romping good time playing Charlie Chaplin's Smile last night, and kind of came up with an arrangement that might stick on the spot. We have a whole bunch of varied compositions and instrumentals up our sleeve of various styles, and our collective sleeve that we have those instrumentals stored in. And we're going to be doing some traditional music here and there too. But really, we're working on these. We have actually a new one called Epic Fiddle that we've never played before. And we've been working on this, Kate. It's ambitious.
Well, it's called Epic Fiddle.
You haven't heard anything.
So probably.
Quite like the epicness.
What's a hint as to the epicness of Epic Fiddle?
Oh, it's just unspeakable.
Can you give us a musical hint?
You know, it's something that I wrote and finished at 6 a.m. on last Friday, just before I flew out for name drop the Grammys.
Oh, which we have not talked about yet. And we will in just a moment. Okay. Finished about Big Fiddle.
So I finished it at 6 in the morning, and we're going to do it this weekend. We're going to do it just a week later. But it is a little ambitious. But, you know, a lot of what this group is so great at is playing tones that groove and improvising tones that groove and making sure the music feels really great and natural and taking people on a journey. I'm inspired by a lot of symphonic music, and I love Samuel Barber, and I love Beethoven. I mean, I love Bach. So many of these classical cats, shall we say. So, you know, that might be coming across. We have one section in a piece that's called the John Williams section, for example. It just goes A, B, C, D, E, J, W, G, H, I, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
So that must be a pretty epic and illustrative section, the JW section.
I'm guessing. Soaring. Yeah.
To say the least. Yes.
Yeah. Weren't we going to talk about the Grammys?
You know, can we briefly... If a person doesn't get nominated for a Grammy like every day.
Not every day.
Not every day. Please tell us about
that. Well, it was a huge honor. I played with a group called the Turtle Island Quartet. They dropped the string. Turtle Island Quartet for 5 years and lived out in California and toured with this amazing Grammy award winning group. And the year that I decided to move on and start my own projects and get back to doing my thing, we recorded one more album with the amazing mandolinist Mike Marshall. And it was actually 3 years ago we recorded it. It was on the shelf in production for 3 years, came out last year, was nominated for a Grammy. And so we were all official Grammy nominees and went out there to LA. And it was a crazy time. I don't remember much. No, just kidding. It was a mostly really great time and really honored to be part of the whole scene and meet all sorts of folks. And
That's great. Mostly really great. We'll just stick with the mostly parts and leave the rest to the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about some music?
Let's
have another piece of music.
We usually do this next one as the second part of a medley with Flight of the Mastodon. This has no name. Listeners, it's up to you. Okay, here we go.
It's a, kind of an art rock beginning here.
Yeah. Oh, one.
As yet unnamed Studio A stomp.
That's a barn burner.
There it is. The barn has now burned. Jeremy Kittle with Quinn Bouchard playing the guitar, Joshua Plinkham playing mandolin. Gentlemen, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has just been such fun. Now, if we want to see you in concert, Bay Theater, Sutton's Bay, Valentine's Day, 7:30 p.m.
It's going to be a romantic evening.
It is going to be a romantic evening. You can come up with a name for that. Maybe the most romantic name for that Studio A Stomp will win. Who knows? We'll find out.
Okay, thanks so much. I had no idea it's Valentine's Day.
Right? It's Valentine's Day concert.
Wow, okay, all right. Do you guys have dates, Josh, Quinn? They're going with each other. That's really cute, you guys. Great.
They've already made plans, so everybody show up and be the Valentines for the Jeremy Kittle Band. That is in Sutton's Bay again. Bay Theater, Saturday night at 7:30. Go to mynorthtickets.com. Interlochen cello instructor Crispin Campbell will be there with you for a cameo.
The amazing Crispin Campbell. Absolutely. We're going to play a piece that we're going to go rehearse a little bit after this.
All right. Yeah. Gentlemen, again, thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you here in Studio A. Toy, toy, toy in your concert.
Thanks, Kate Patello.
All right. Thank you.